We'll do a review on the Kutis Sichas in Chelik Chof Beis. This is the Sicha for Parshas Metzora. It's a Rashi Sicha. It's a very detailed Rashi Sicha. It deals with the laws of bodily emissions and flows that come from the body and the tumor that they bring with them. And the Rebbe is going to explain a pasuk in the end of the Parshas Metzora, which sums up the laws of the various different levels, the different types of tumah. And then we're also going to go back in the beginning of the Parsha as the necessity, as the Rebbe explains it. So we'll keep one tab here on the Parshas Metzora, and we will go from the portion of Metzora, we'll go over to the piece of the Chumash, just for helping to keep the focus on what the Rebbe says over here in the Sicha. So, let's start with Metzora Aleph. So, Noch di Parshis wegen di Dinim, after the portions, this is in Metzora, the last few Parshis deal von Zov. Zov, that's a man that sees an emission. And we'll see there is different levels. There is one emission, there is two, and there is three, as we will learn further. So we learn about a Zov. So, and then the Torah also, now the first time Zov, as the Parsha Zov, as Rashi explains over there, I'm giving already the Rashi's Pirush, that Zov is talking about two or three. The difference between two and three, we'll have it all in the Sikha as well. If a Zov sees one time, then he's only Tomei for the day. At night time, he goes to the mikveh and he's tohir. He can go into the Beis HaMikdash, he can eat truma. That's if he has just one sighting. If he sees twice, he has to go count seven clean days. After he stops seeing, he has to wait, count seven clean days before he can go to the mikveh. If he sees three times, then on top of that, he also has to bring a korban. He has to wait 7 days and bring a korban. Again, so one time, he's only tummy till the night time. Two times, he has to count shivanikim, 7 days. And three times, he also has to bring a korban. So we talk about the Zov. And then the Pasuk talk, ish kiseitzi mimenu shichva zera. If a person has an emission of shichva zera, a nocturnal emission, but that would be also, it's different than Zov, it's not the same thing, but that also makes the person tummy only till the evening. It's called also Keri, as we'll see. And then you have the laws of a Nida during her menstrual period, a woman. Und Zova, that's when there is Beloy Eis Nidosa, when there is a flow, that she sees blood, but it's not during the time of the nida. It's called a zova. And zova itself is a zova. Katana, zova, gedola also makes a difference, but it doesn't impact our sikha, so we're not going to go through all the halachas here. So the Torah talks about, basically, we talk about a zov, and then it talks about ishki seitzim venu shichva zera. It talks about a nida, and talks about a zova. Is the Torah irum sayim b'seifa sedra? So the Torah concludes in the end of the sedra. So the Torah says there's two psukim over here at the end of the posik. Posik lamed beis. The posik says zois toiras hazov v'asher teitze mimenu shichva zera l'tomavo. So it says this is the laws of the Zov. This is sort of the summation of everything we learned before. These are the Torahs of the law. And the Pashas you would translate, and also of one who Shichva Zera comes out over here from him, Latomava, to become Tommy in it, which the Pasuk previously has talked about. As you see, in the beginning of Perik Tezvov, the Pasuk starts off talking about the Dinim, Dabra Bnei Yisrova Marta Aleihem, Ish Ish Kiyia Zov Mi Besoiroi, Zoive Tomehu. So over there it starts talking about a flow mibsori. After the laws of the Torah tells us the Tumosi Bezoive, the dinim of Azav. And after the Torah finishes with the Zav, the Torah goes over to talk about Isha Sheyetzi Mimenu Shichvas Zera. That's Pasuk Tazayin. And then the Torah further goes on to talk about the Nida, the Pasuk talks about. And then it says further, the Pasuk over here says, V'azov v'zoyve. So, in our Pasuk over here, it becomes a little bit, so we have Zov, we have Shichva Zera over here, Teitzavar Shichva Zera, we have Anida, and then it says Zov 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 Zov. That would be the Zova, but over here the Torah once again puts in the Zov, Zov 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 Zov. Another time, so besides the Zov, put Zov. Okay, so let's go back. So we'll see how Rashi teaches this. So the Pasuk concludes in the end of Mitzoyros, Zoyis Toiras Hazov, Vashe Teitzim Mereshich Vazera ends the Pasuk, Goymer, and then the next Pasuk is Vadova Binidoso, talks about the Tumas Nido, and Vazov Ezoy Belezochot Anikim. It's Rashi of the Mefarish, so this is how Rashi explains it. In the beginning is Zoyis Toiras Hazov, Zoktrashi Bal Riya Achas. Here we're talking about the Zov Riya Achas. Now, as I said before, in the previous Posuk, when it said the laws of Zov, right in the beginning, the very first Posuk, when it talks about Zov Mipsoiro, over there, in Perik Tezvov, over there Rashi says clearly that we're talking about a Zov that saw once, and I mean a Zov twice or three times, not a Zov that saw once. So the laws of a Zov that saw once was Bechlal not mentioned in the Torah. There's no mention over there of the Zov that sees once. The Zov that the Pasuk talks about is two times and three times, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in the Sikha later on from the other Rashi. But I'm just trying to keep this organized. So what does Rashi explain? So Rashi says, Zois Toiras HaZov, that when the Pasuk says, this is the law of the Zov, Balriya Achas. So now for the very first time, we're talking about a Zav who sees once, because before we were talking about two or three times. And here, we're talking about the Zav that sees once. So Umahu Toirosei. But it doesn't say anything. Here's just a summation. And before, we talked about seeing two or three times over there. We talked about waiting 7 days. And we also talked about bringing a korban, depending if it's two or three riyas. But we didn't talk about a zov that's a once. So, ma'u teirosei, zeis teiros a zov. What is the teir of the zov of one time? Rashi about the achas. So the posse continue. Rashi learns that the posse continue, v'asher teitzi mimenu shichva zera. And one who comes out of him, Shichva Zera. So we say that it has the same law. V'asher teitzi mimenu shichva zera. Harehu, a zov that sees once, is kibal keri. He has the same din as a bal keri, which is tomei trumas erev, which becomes tomei till the evening. That's the limbs of, and that's over here. Then the next posik, the posik further says, So Zoisteris has the Avashetis of Nishkazer. Then the Pasuk says, Vadova bin Nidoso. That's the Nidos. And then it says, Vahazov as Zoivoi. So, Azov as Zoivoi, that says, is Bal Shteiris, Ubal Sholishris. Shateiros Muforeshis Lamailo. The rule of a Bal Shteiris, Ubal Sholishris, we've learned already before, because as I said, this Pasuk that it talks about, Ishki Zov Mibsoira is exclusively talking about Shtayim or Sholish Riyas. By Shtayim, you wait 7 days, because over there the Pasuk talks about waiting for 7 days. And the Torah also talks about bringing a carbon. So the 7 days is for two only, no carbon is for two Riyas, for two times as of seeing. And the three, if he sees three times, he also brings a carbon on top of that. So, why does Rashi learn, split this up, that the first Zov is talking about Riachas, and the second Zov is talking about two or three times, because there's a repetition of the Pasuk over here. The Torah first says Zos Torahs Hazov, and then it says Vazov Hazovei. So it has to be two different things. Lernen Meforshim. So Meforshim explain as Rashi Zechrech to Lernen that what forces Rashi to learn Azois Torahs Hazov meant that when it says that Nid the Torahs Hazov Vegen Velche Esretzich Fried in Parsha, Zois Torahs Hazov could mean this is the law that we just learned, the summation, as we said, this is the summation of the Torah Hazov, of the laws that we learned before. And before we only learned about a Zov of two or three riyas. So we're saying, no, this is not Torah Hazov. Rashi's Mechadish is Torah Hazov, a new Zov, a Zov of Bal Riachas. Nor Bal Riachas, how do you know Bal Riachas? We don't even know what the law of it. The Pasuk here is telling you, what is the Torah of the Zov, this Zov is Ashatetzim Menashich Vazara, that he has the same din. Umautarosim Ashatetzim Menashich Vazara. Is from them was the Torah Chazer Tiber Nochamol. So, why does Rashi change the Torah Zov to be not the past, but because the Torah repeats it again? In the Posuk Shalach Rezeh, in the next Posuk, it says Vazov El Zoyve. La Zohar Velanikeva. So what's the Zohar? Zovazel Zohar. We already talked about the Zohar. So basically, since the Pasuk already says it's a status Hazov, and then it says again, Vazov is Zove, so Rashi learns there's two separate Zovs over here. The Rebbe learned Rashi as the Tzvei Psukim, that these two verses of Zoe status Hazov, they're talking about two separate things. Aleph, Zois Teres Hazov, the Zois Teres Hazov in the first Pasuk, Red Vegen Bal Riachas, it's all he saw only once. And those was their Pasuk, Telt, it's always from Zov Bechlau. Why do we make it in a separate Pasuk, not one Zov a separate is? Because they're separate halacha, is vile. If you saw one has another halacha, Rashi says umau terosei from the balriyachas. What is his rule? What is the law? Harehu kebalkeri. He has the same status as one who says like a balkeri, like shechazera, that he's tamei till erev. Then there's another pasuk vazov ezev beis mean balshteidi is umal sholerish is azov who saw twice or three times. Shateirosei mufuresh es lamaylo. The rule for them is explained earlier. The Rebbe asks, this whole pshat is a very, very difficult, according to the pshat, l'cheira, to understand the pasuk like this. As the Rebbe is going to enumerate why it seems to be very difficult to say that this is Rashi's pshat, base. We need, however, understand der pirush as the tzvei sukim and the tzvei psukim do. This interpretation that the two categories in the two psukim, zayne bal riyah achas ubal shtei riyas ubal sholis riyas, that there are two and three, hot kama v'kama shverekait mederech hapshat, has many difficulties in the way of pshat. While the Rebbe is going to ask, the Rebbe is basically going to say, it would seem it would be a better pshat to say that the first pasuk is talking about shtei riyas, and the second zove is talking about three riyas, rather than saying pshat that the first one is talking about riyachas. That has a problem. What is the problem? Aleph. Favos shtei de teira fun bal riyachas ersh b'siyum hasedra. If we're talking about riyachas, if it doesn't mean bal riyachas, then the Torah doesn't talk. There's no such a thing about riyachas. Bal riyachas would not be a zov then. Only shtayim or sholosh. The Torah didn't say it before, and if the Torah wouldn't say it over here, there's no halacha. So now that you're saying that the Torah all of a sudden is talking about riyachas, is farvosh tei the Torah from bal riyachas ersh b'siyum hasedra? How come the Torah just decided to put it down, the law of a one riyah at the end of the sedra? Noch ala andere sugim. After all categories, we went through all the categories before of the Rebbe enumerated of a zav, of a shech vazera, of a nida, of a zava. All of a sudden, the pasuk comes up with the zav of a riachas. Noch ala andere sugim. And already the pasuk already said, "V'izartem es bnei Yisrael mitumosum." There was a general instruction to separate the yidden from their tumas goimer. So we already gave a general statement for all tumas, and now we mentioning azov al yachas. Unit freer by the dinim from zov der balkeri. How come it doesn't say earlier by the laws of azov der balkeri? Ubefrat, especially as is doch euch abal riachas. It belongs together with the zo because he is also of one siding. So the other one is just two and three. Usken doch nicht sein shtei riyas siden sigven fri riachas. Cannot be two riyas before it was sown once. So the Torah should write first the law of seeing once. Like this, the Torah skips over, doesn't talk, talks about immediately two, but the two had to see once before it became two. Why didn't the Torah write it over there? So if the Torah wouldn't write it at all, if it doesn't mean here riachas, then there's no law for riachas. It only starts with two, so it's not a problem why the Torah doesn't match, because there's no rule over it. But now you're saying that this is a zov, as if it's telling you riachas. Why did the Torah decide to write this down just at the end of the parsha? Base. Another problem is lifizeh kumtuis as medar mechalik zayn diverter zois toiras litzdodi, that we have to split the words zois toiras that the pasuk says. The pasuk ends up, this is the law zois toiras hazov. So we're splitting it up. The words zois toiras hazov is the summation of all the previous psukim that we learned. This is the Torah of the Zav. Or Zois Teres HaZav, this following will be the Teres HaZav. So we're splitting it up. With regards to Zav here, Zois Teres, this will be the Zav, because we haven't learned yet about a Zav Bal Riyacha. So we're saying this is going to the Torah of the law, that the law of a Zav is equal to Vashat Teitzim and Shech Vazera. But later on, in Vazov and Zoivoy, over there it means those stories that we already learned before. Vizekum Tois, according to this, it turns out, as Daf Mechalik Zain Diverter, Zoist Toros Litzdodim. We gotta split the word Zoist Toros and say that it has two different meanings. Beshaiches to Toros HaZov, as it relates to the teaching of the Zov, Maintes does Folgende, it means what follows. Voskum Tshpeter, what comes later in Toros HaZov. And the laws of the Zohar. Umbishaychus, because this will be, because we're telling you what is going to be the law of Azov Bal Riyachas. Umbishaychus, Tzuvahadova, Benidos, Vazov, Azovoy. Over there it may say what you already learned. Main Zoys Toyras, Az Gizok Tafriyar. That we said before, Hamfuresh Islamailo. That was explained before, seems to be Shver. And number three, the summary over here does not fit the order the way it was in the beginning, because I pointed out the beginning it started off with the level of with the Zov it started off in the beginning, and the Zov of 2-3 times it started before, and over here Zov is Zovei comes in the second pasuk. Lefizay is the siyum. The Rebbe said number three, the sachakel for the three of the keparshis, the total, the summation of the previous parshas. In ganzen nit leuten seder welche ze stehen, totally out of order, not in the order in the way they were written. Parshas zov is gekumen far ish kiseitzi bemenu shichvas zara. That comes before kiseitzi bemenu shichvas zara. In our pasuk, first we say v'ashetetze menashich v'zera, that's in the first pasuk, and then we say v'hazov ezoive. So we have tetze menashich v'zera, but over there, zov ezoive, two or three times, which the pasuk says in Lamed Gimel, was stated before asher tetze menashich v'zera, far is the mishnah un nida, and the laws of nida. But over here, it says, Vahadova binidoso first, and then Vazova Zoiva. Undoshtei Vazova Zoiva, was loit Rashi maintes the Zova Sterosma Fresh Lamayla, according to Rashi, it means what it says before. Noch Vahadova binidoso, it says after Ndova binidoso. To is out of order, isn't it? Move on. So, okay. So, Rashi could have avoided all his problems. Hamai learned Rashi was Pshutushal Mikro. How come Rashi, who is the simple meaning of the pasuk, as the tzvei sugim, the two categories of the psukim, of the first one that mentions the zov, zeis teres hazov, is one category. Second category, vazov ezoive, is this one means, teres hazov means one, riya, and zov ezoive means two or three riyas. Why does he have to say that? Zayin bal riyachas, bal shteidius, bal sholish riyas. Ero gedafkler, and he should have said, as zoyis teiris goyber is blois, as a hakel from friya. He should have said, zoyis teiris, this is a summation of before. We're not giving it a new halochas. Un zoyis teiris hazov main bal shteidius. The first one thinks shteidius. Va hazov, as zoyis teiris, bal shteidius, bal sholish riyas. That means two and three. And that's the two categories. V'rashat shefrir gebracht. In Tchilas Parshas Zov. That there is the two and three riyas that we learned before. Azizan mechalokim suvishun zich. That what's the difference between seeing twice or three? Shtayim l'tumah v'ashlishim askikos l'korm. Two will be for tumah. And this third one will require a korm. So, then you're going to ask me, and we have a good answer also, why does the Torah break up? So, Zoyis Teres of two, and why does the Torah write in the next post of Zoyis of three? Why would that be, why would that make sense? And because the laws of Zoyis Zoyve, La Zohar and Kev are equal with the Shiva, with the carbon, so that's why the Torah brings it in the second post. Und das, was die Teure stellt am Prat von Zov Bal Sholish Rius, nicht bei Mekoimei. Why does it take out of place? Far Vashe Teitzi Menu Goymer. As in the beginning, in the Parsha over there, Asher Teitzi Menu is stated after two and three Rius. Kem Efer Enferen, that we can answer that. Das ist, weil nur die zwei haben dem Din Miyuchat. Because only these two have the special halacha, the level of Zov. Was zählt sie euch von der alle anderen Sukim da? That separates them from all the other categories, as they daven have my korban. that they need an atonement, they need a korban lechaper if the tumah saziva to atone for the impurity of the ziva. And that's what answer, everything would be pretty smooth according to this. So the Rebbe has a much easier and would answer all the problems if we would have said that Zov, Zois Teres HaZov doesn't mean the Riachas, it means Shteiris. El the parts will be in order. And we have a good explanation why Zov HaZov comes at the end. But maybe the Rebbe suggests, Rashi learns it out because there's a duplicate Lashon, it says HaZov HaZov. So, two times the word Zov points to the fact that there is two types of Zov. Zov and Zov means two categories of Zov. As Rashi has already originally explained, let's go inside, looks inside. Gimel. Maybe we could have answered as Rashi Ardo der Kefel Haloshin, that what bothers Rashi here is the duplicate language. V'hazov ezoiv. It says zov nit vi in frir dikum posik. Unlike the previous posik, it says zois toiras hazov. With the loshin zov shteit blois einmal. Over there it just says once, toiras zov. And here it says zov ezoiv. From them nem Rashi. And this is what tells Rashi as their posik is the meramis of tzvei sugim in zov. That the posik hits here two different categories in Zov, because it says Zov and Zov, two and three. This will be al derech v'Rashi ot frier obgelern dem chile kanal zivishim bal shteiris. So previously, Rashi, when Rashi learns in the originally that it means so Rashi brings over here umedroshe. This is in posik gimel. So Rashi uses the words in the posik that the fact that in the medrash says that in fact that in posik beis it says zov zove twice, and in posik gimel it says zove once, Zoyvei twice, and Zoyvei three. So Rashi learns that these are Tomei two and three. The Medrash Rashi brings down. And the Pasuk is talking about Riyas of two and Riyas of three. And the difference is, as Rashi says, Medrashe, Mona Kosov Arishin, Riyas Shtayim, it says two times. And the second pasuk, the pasuk gimel, says shnei riyis. Pasuk akos hasheni says riyis sholish. Koshnemet no zovei zovech zerme zovei. Okay, tzad shtaim letuma shlish maskos lekarb. So the fact that it says more than once is something which Rashi deduces that it means more. So the Rebbe says maybe. Rashi learned this difference between one who sees two sightings. Umbal Sholoshi, one who sees three sightings. For them, Kefil Haloshin in the Tzei Psukim, from the fact that there is a duplicate language in these two verses. Dort Mona Hakosuv Harishain. Rashi says in the Sukkim Dort, in the verses over there, there is duplicate language. As Rashi says, Mana Kosuv Harishon Riyashtayim, the Torah says two sightings in the first Pasuk. Zov Mibsoyre Zove, two times Zov. Umosuvak Mana Kosuv Hasheni, then in the second Pasuk, it says Riyas Sholish, there is three Riyas. It says Bezoive, one. Rav besoroi azoyve two, aechtim besoroi mezoyve three, uvibald as indeed zwei psukim zusammen werd gizok dreimal zov. So combination in these two psukim together over here, says three times Zois Teres Hazov, and Zov is Zove, so it says three times Zov. The Ribbul Eret Rashi Zois Teres Hazov meint Balriya Achas, and therefore Rashi says Zois Teres Hazov means seeing once, one sighting. Umvazov is Zovei. His Bal Shteiris Ubal Sholish Rias is two or three sightings. Aber si shver azoy zu lernen, it's difficult to learn such. Bal der kefel haloshen vazov ezoyve, the duplicate language zov ezoyve do, is nit azah starker diuk b'derech hapshat, it's not such a strong question, point of saying it b'derech hapshat, siz al derech unochmer, it's similar and even more, it's kum behemshech, zum them kefel haloshen v'hadovo b'nidoso. Right before it, it says v'hadovo b'nidoso v'azov v'zoyve. So the dovo, the woman with the flow during yinidos, the zov with the zoyve. It's a following same loshen. U'memeila hot nitkin or zogman. Therefore, it is not really room to say asuludem zol Rashi lerna hazavaitim pirusha, because of this issue Rashi should learn such a far-fetched interpretation, to say that this is the meaning in Zois Teres Hazov Asher Goyim. So, that's not the reason. Noisef Lozeh, in addition to this, Afila Oib Mezol Onemen, even if we should accept as the kefil haloshem v'azov v'zoyvei is ye adiu k'derech hapshat, it is a good point and it needs to be explained in pshat, but is obeder oifen halimud, but this conclusion, to conclude from the fact that there's a duplicate language, is problematic, and to this side that this means more sightings, as the kefil haloshen is manames of tzvei sugim, that this duplicate language means two categories, nor a'inyan shel medrash. The conclusion, the answer for this problem is not something which is really bipshat. This is only medrash. Rashi zokt freer. Rashi actually says it before. Beim chilek tzvishon shtei riyes un sholish riyes, with the two and three sighting, was meleren top v'mona ha'kos of riyes shtayim riyes sholish. So it said two sightings and three sightings. Ados is nit pshutei. Rashi says this is not the simple meaning, nor medrash. Rashi says very clearly that that's the medrash. Ot Rashi eich do gedaft matgish zayin. So then Rashi, if Rashi wants to answer it and give this as the explanation, the source of his explanation, he should have said, azayin pirush is medrash, that the pirush is medrash. So the question is, why does Rashi learn that the first Zov as Zoyvoi, Zois Teres HaZov, that it means Riyah Achas, which causes us all the problems, and not Zois Teres HaZov? And even if it is a problem, because Zov as Zoyvoi indicates that this is two and three, and this is one, Rashi should have said Medrashi, because this seems like before it's Medrashi. The Rebbe is going to explain, actually, even though Rashi says before Medrashi, Rashi is not trying to say that it's not Pshat. That's part of the Pshat, that we have to say so, as the Rebbe explains. And the Rebbe explains that when the Pasuk says Zois Teiras, the Torah, this is basically, the Torah wants to include all categories, whatever it is, in the Zov, and the Torah basically goes from the most lenient to the most stringent. So if we said Teitzim and Shuvazera V'Adova would be nice then, but the Torah sticks in Teres HaZov. Torah wants to give us all the laws of the flows. It doesn't work in the order. Let's see. The loshen zois teres hazov is al derech This is the laws of the oilas, the laws of the mincha, etc., which gives you everything that there is. Means all oilas, all minchas, all categories. Let it Rashi. So therefore Rashi says, as though, here is the Torah koilel. The Torah includes uvil mefaret zayin and wants to detail alle sugei zov va'ala seder. The Torah wants to talk about all categories of the zov and wants to go on the order min hakal el hachomor, from the light to the more stringent. And now we understand why all of a sudden, before the Torah divided up between zov and Zova, first we have the portion of Zov, and then we have the portions of Zova. But we want to, at the end, we want to talk about the most stringent cases. Now we understand was the Torah told Vazov as Zove la Zochor. Why does it say la Zochor in the next pasuk, in the last pasuk? And not in the beginning when we talk about Zov. Why, as Rebbe said, the Parsha is first it talks about Zov? Because Rashi wants to give in the order of from the light to more strict. In Parsha, not where it talks about the Parsha Zov before, which is in the beginning. Nor Midval Anakeva. Rashi puts it in the Anakeva. Zov zusammen mit Zov. Rashi combines the Zov with the Zov. While the Hobman bathed themselves in Chomer, because they have the both same stringency, that what? That you have to bring a korban. 7 days and you bring a korban. By the Zov and the Zov. Alpizever, Tober Shver. We still have a difficulty. We do say Zov first. So yes, we have the Zov, Zochor, and the Keva later on. But the Pasuk says, Zos Teiros HaZov. And Farba Ashetetzi Bimenu, Goymer. So, because it says, Va'asher B'Tois V'Zvov. It's not Zos Teiros HaZov for the Asher Teitzi Bimenu. So the Asher Teitzi Bimenu is not, but it says, and one Teitzi was beweist, as Azov do is euch aprat in klolus hasuk von Zov. Zos Teiros HaZov, and if Zos Teiros HaZov did not mean an extra, then the next pasuk would not, the following words would not be Va'asher. If it doesn't mean its own category, if the Torah is saying Zos Teiros HaZov, this is the Torah of all the Zov, and then it should say Asher Teitzim and Ashikh Vazorim and Akala Lakovet without the Vov, the Va'asher. The Va'asher tells you that the Zov is also a category, and Asher Teitzim. Was beweist as Azov do is Eicha Prat in Klolus Hasuk von Zov. That's also a detail in the general Zov. So it needs to, it comes out. That there is a zav which is lighter in the halacha than one that teitzei mimenu. Umibald as we can nizogn as a zav bal shtei ri'iyos ol zayin gleich. Since we cannot say that a zav who sees twice should be equal, and achas kam a kal from asher teitzei, and for sure we can't say it's going to be less than asher teitzei, because baal shtei ri'iyos has to wait 7 days. And asher teitzei menu is only till the erev. Muzman zogun azoyis teiros hazov meint baal ri'iyah achas. So we have to say teiros hazov means one sighting, and that's why that's the kal, that's the easiest, and that's equal. It's not lighter than, but it's equal at least to Vashatetze Menashech Vazor. So the Rebbe still wants to explain why Rashi says that Zove Zove means to two categories. We know that Zois Teres HaZov means one Riyah because it has to be Menakala Lakovet. So first comes the Zav Riyachas, who has the same law like Asher Teitzim Mimenu. But why does Rashi say Zove Zove means two Riyahs, two categories, two and three? Hey, we need to understand what Rashi zogt vazove zove bal shtei riyis ubal sholish riyis. Rashi says one who has two sightings and three sightings. Shateirosu mufureshes lamailo, whose rules were articulated earlier. Fundiu kloshen Rashi. Rashi says bal shtei riyis ubal sholish riyis. One who has two sightings and one has three sightings. Which laws have been articulated before is muchach. It's evident as loit Rashi read the posik vazov ezoyve wegen zwei sugizov, that zav ezoyve is talking about two categories in zav. If Rashi wouldn't say the word bal, he would just say saw twice and three times, then it wouldn't put a separate category. But Rashi says bal, and bal means that the zov zoiva is two categories. It's not just fong of flow two or three times, but there is a category of a bal shteiriyus, a bal sholishiyus. Vegin tzvei zugizav, sugizav. Isn't it muvan? But it's not understood then. The biur hanal siv dalet, what we explained earlier in siv dalet, is bloiz ahechrech. We just proved with Azois Teres HaZov Ret Vegen Balriya Achas that Azois Teres HaZov is talking about one person has one sighting, Zove Zove Vegen Azovas Ischomur, that talks about the Zov which is more stringent. From Vashe Teitzim Menu, that's more stringent than Teitzim Menu. Teitzim Menu Shichos. Umbadova Benidosa and the Dove Benidosa, because it comes after that. Abuvumarant is that Hechrech from Pashtak Suvim Do, but where's the force? What's the proof? From the simple meaning here, as Vazove Zoive is Koilu Tzvei Sugim, how do we know that it includes two categories? Bal Shtedius U Bal Sholishris, two sightings and three sightings. But maybe this is because we know already that there's two categories. So what is Rashi going to hide the fact? L'cheder kevin enferen, we can seemingly answer. Since Rashi already brought a medrash, as is eine Franz zwei sugi zav, that there is two categories in zav, shteiris and sholishriyas. In the pasuk, it just says a korban over there. It doesn't say two or three. And Rashi is mechalek and brings down by medrashi that there's two and three. So up to the Rebbe's explanation, the Rebbe will explain it now. But it seems like that this is all based on the medrash. If you read the pasuk without the medrash, then there's only, it doesn't say how many times, but there's no two categories, no two separate halachas of korban for three and tumas shiva and shiva nikim for two riyas. We don't have that without the so one can argue. So since Rashi brought down a medrash as is an franz zwei sugizov, there is two categories in zov, because in the pasuk itself it doesn't say that, but shtei riyas and sholish riyas, there are two categories, is a mefarad donocham al ditzvei sugim. So he just says again these two categories. Aber es ist nicht glattig loshon Rashi. But Rashi's language is not smooth. Rashi says sheteiroson mufureshes lamailo. Why is Rashi saying that the rules are articulated above? If this is just a medrash and this is not the fetish, why would Rashi say teroson mufureshes lamailo? Rashi should have said it's mentioned even nidreshes. Their laws and the differences amongst them, that for two sightings it's Shiva Nikiyim, and for three sightings a korban is Mufaresh Islamayl. This doesn't is strictly Mot Kitarb Zogun. Rashi is a Teros Nidresh Islamayl. The Rashi Alay Zok Lamayl. What does Rashi say over there? Rashi doesn't say that it's Mufaresh. As the Chilik Tzvishn Shtei is Visholish Riyas, that this distinction between the two sightings and the three sightings is not Pshutif for the Psukim. That's not the simple meaning, nor Medrashi. So why is Rashi saying Mufaresh Islamayl, not Medrashi? The Rebbe is Machadish Yiragvaldi Kechidish, that even though Rashi says Medrashe, but in this case this is Pshuta and this is Mufaresh Islamayla, this becomes the Pshat. It is not really Medrash. Vov is the beer in them. What's the explanation? Those was Rashi Freer bringt Medrashe. Rashi brings down earlier, says Medrashe. This is not, it's unlike other places, in which the Medrash is the Pirush in Pasuk, according to the Medrash, the meaning of the Pasuk is different than the simple meaning. Nor beneath the Dan, in our case, is Eich Leit Medrashe, is there Pirush in Pasuk Vilei Pshutei, that the Medrash is also, the meaning of the Pasuk is also, that becomes the Pshat. The Medrash interpretation makes this the Pshat. Medrashe Gate Be'iker, so why are we saying Medrashe? Medrashi means there's something else that we learn out from the Pasuk. There's a drash from the Pasuk, not a drash as opposed to pshat, but something to be expounded to. And on the other hand, is there drash nit nor miyashiv dem pshat? This drush is not only settles the pshat, this is actually forced out. According to Pshat, we have to say it. This is therefore Mefurish Lamayla. I have to say Shazra. While Davke Loitn Drash, Beloshein Rashi, Agodo Liyashi Pshutu Shemikra. Because it's Davke according to this Drosh. And as Rashi used before, an Agodo that sells the Pshutu Shemikra, Vert Far Entfer, this answers the Ariches Loshen HaPosik. This answers the lengthy language in the Pasuk, which is difficult in the simple meaning. And this was going to answer it. So b'meila, this becomes the pshat. The pshat tells us that we have to say so. Frier stehen zwei psukim. If you look at the Pasuk before, when the Pasuk starts up, you know, it starts talking, Ish ki yezov mipsoidoi, that's the act, the fact. What happens is there's a flow. Zove, what happens is tomehu. Then the Pasuk starts talking about vizois tia tumosoi, what the laws are. What is the tumor? And then the Pasuk goes back to tell you what happened here. This is again what happened. The flow either ran or it was thick, a different kind of the substance of the ziva, what comes out. But the Pasuk already said, Zov Mibsori. This belongs, what kind of a Zov Mibsori belongs over there, and then talks about the halachas. Ish ki yezov mipsorei, zoivei tomehu. If there's a flow from his flesh, then he is tome. And then says, v'zois tia tumosei. This is the tumo, v'zoivei. And the Tosik says, ror besorei ezoivei. If the basar runs the zoiv, oy hechte besorei, or it seals, it's sick. M'zoivei tumosei, that's tumo. Und dann noch ist der Pasuk shel Achrize. And then after that, Hoymon the Protein, the Protein Din of Tumas Hazov, the specific laws of the Tumas Hazov, Kol Amishkov and Goymer. Later on, the Torah says, after that, Kol Amishkov and Pasuk Dal. Is not verstandig, so not understood for vos, is the Torah Mafsik Zwischen. Bezois tia Tumasi Bezoivoi. This should be Tumasi Bezoivoi. Und die Dina Tumas Kol Amishkov mit die Werte Rohr Bezoivoi Goymer Hechtim Sori. Why is the Torah interrupt with these words saying again, Rabbi Soyer Echtim Sori? Was I need the dinim in Tumas Hazov? They are not laws in Tumas Hazov, nor Tzvei Efanim in Ziva. They're just describing the different two types of Ziva. Rabbi Soyer means Rir Sheyotze Tzolu. That's a flow that comes out clear. Hechtim Besoroi means Sheyotze Ov. It comes out thick. Vesoyse Mespiyama. And it blocks the opening of the Amma. Diverte ror besoyre yezoyve hechtim besoyre min zoyve. These words of Rav Soyre hechtim besoyre had lecheri gedat shtein in the friedigen posik. They should have stated in the previous posik, ish ki yezov mi besoyre, tell you how the zov ror besoyre yezoyve hechtim besoyre min zoyve. Zoyve tomehu, tell you the, what happens, how the fact, and then under noch vezoystiy tumas kol amishkov goymer. Then tell you this is going to be the tuma kol amishkov, what the laws of tuma. If them kommt medrashi und verantwort, this medrash comes and answers. Mona kosuv harishin vekoritame akosuv asheni vekoritame. The Torah splits it up. There is a kosuv rishin and there is a kosuv sheni. That's what the medrash that Rashi brings down over here. The Torah is the Rid Merames, the Torah is the Mit Merames of Tzvei Sugim in Zav. The Torah hints to two categories in Zav. Vozir Tumo is nit gleich, who have their Tumo is not the same. Und defar stehen ze in Tzvei Basundere Psukim. That's why they're in two separate Psukim. Hakosuv Harishain, Hakosuv Hasheini. There's the first, the second Psukim. Und jeden Funzei Bazunder Kori Tomei, and each one separately he calls it Tomei. Vibald Zer Tumei is nicht gleich, it's not the same Tumei. Was einen die zwei Sugi Zob? What is the two categories of Zob? Und wo ist der Chilik Beneim Rumas in Posik? And where is the hint, the difference hinted in the Posik? Zogt Rashi, so Rashi says, as yet there is zoyv as ver the mountain posik, that every time there is zoyv mentioned the posik is merames of nocharia, and that hints of another sighting. V'meila, read the kosuv harisha in the first posik is talking about vegen ein of asot gizen riyah shtayim, that one who saw two sightings. On kosuv hashen in the second posik vegen ein of asot gizen riyah sholish saw three sightings. Kumt ois, so it turns out as pshuta shel mikra dorten. That the simple meaning of the pshat there is machriach, forces us on the darshan and the mutar aloshan, that we need to expound this extra language, because otherwise it doesn't make sense the flow of the psukim there. Bemeila as a zainen dot zvei psukim in zov. There's two categories in zov. Bal shtei riyos u bal sholosh riyos. Two or three sightings must be. The conclusion that there's two separate halachas. The halacha follows if there's two separate categories, it must be different halachas. Zayin. Bebald as der medrash beniden didan. Since the medrash in our case is azavos is muchrach mitzad shuti kenal, is something which is forced out in the literals from the simple meaning kenal. Is verstandig, is understood as euch der chilik in din zwischen zei, was Rashi brings. So understand that also the difference of the halacha that Rashi brings, that shtayim letuma vashlishis maski kosir lekorban, that if there's only two sightings, he only becomes tamei and he needs shiva nikim, and the shlishis needs him, requires him a korban, is nit blois hatokas loshun chazal. It's not just quoting and bringing down what the Chazal say, Belchasi is nit hepech hapshat. It's not just that it doesn't contradict pshat, nor is muchrach in pshuta shal mikra. But we have to say this in the pshat of the pasuk. How do we see this in the pasuk, the difference? Vabir. Explanation. If you bald as vizois tia tu mosei, batzitzich bepashtus sudem tomehu. Von dem besteht in frierenden Posig. Bei Baal steht Rios. So, when the Posig says, Bezois tia tu mosoi bezoive. This goes behemshech to Zov zoive Baal steht Rios. The Posig says, Bezois tia tu mosoi. That it goes, and was steht in frierenden Posig, Baal steht Rios, darf man sagen, as the dinei tuma v'chestein behemshech haparsha zaynen do oich by Baal Shtei Riyas. We have to say that they apply also to the Baal Shtei Riyas. So whatever is going to follow in the parsha should apply to there. Muzmen b'meila zogun. So if we have to say, so what's the difference between 2 and 3? As the hisofa from Baal Shal Sholish Riyas of Baal Shtei Riyas, that what is the addition of 2 sightings over 3 sighting is nit in them etzem inyan fun oifan hatuma tome hu. It's not just in the being tome that is tome, nor in them was shtayim lituma vashlishis maske kosi lekorbim. That 2 is for tuma tome hu. No, is that but shlishis maske kosi lekorbim. The extra is a korbim. So within the idea of tuma, it's taka no difference. Tuma of zeis tumosei. Tuma is the same. But there is a new thing. Maskikosei. There is a new requirement. Nit mechayvosei korban. And that's it. Vaseika main neutikait. It's a need. It's a necessity. In a naya zaitik zach, something new. So Vizoy Sti Tumos Taka flows. Because for the laws of Tuma, Shivani, that you need the Shivani Kim, it goes with the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says by both. And there's an extra Maski Kose for a Korb. Now we understand what Rashi then said, Baal Shtei Riyis, Baal Sholish Riyis. Those 2 and 3 riyas, who is articulated? Well, the chile canal tzvisha shtei riyas or sholish riyas. The difference between 2 and 3 is muchrach oich mitzad pshutoi. This is also forced out in the literal in the sense. Canal barucha. Ubemele as Rashi vil optaichen. Therefore, Rashi wants to translate velcher zov is terosu mufureshes lamailo. Which Zov's Torah is explained above, nit v'bal riyah achas v'steros sh'teit esh b'siyum ha-sidra, not like riyah achas, which says at the end of this parsha, Rashi wants to say what's explained before, Rashi brings the beide sugim in Zov, he brings both categories in Zov. And the Rebbe will continue now to bring out Yonam Ufloim in Haloche from Rashi's language over here. So the Rebbe is now going to bring out a halachic idea that we can learn from the Rashi in Yoni Mufloim. The Rebbe makes note of the change in Rashi from the way it's written in the Torah's Kohanim. The Rebbe says a lot of the changes others have commented, but this particular one, the Rebbe says he hasn't found anybody speak of it yet, and the Rebbe brings it to the attention that in the Torah's Kohanim it says he sees 2 times or 3 times. Rashi uses Loshon Baal, a person of 2 times, a Baal 3 times. And the Rebbe will explain there's a whole big difference over here. Are this is two a part of three? In other words, a Zav is three, and if he sees only twice, that's a portion of the three, and therefore he only becomes the Tumah of a three, but not the Korban of a three. Or it's entirely a separate entity. There's one Zav of a two, and the one is of a three, two kinds of Zavim totally. It makes a difference, as the Rebbe will say, if after two times a day goes by without seeing. Let's go inside step by step here. Ches. For the inyonim ufloim al derech ha'alocha in Pirush Rashi Zev. From the wondrous things, according to halocha in this Rashi, der toichen from Pirush Rashi b'siyum ha'sedra, the content, what Rashi says here in the end of the Parsha, state in Teres Kohanim from Posek. It says in Teres Kohanim on the Posek that what is the Zois Teres Hazov and the as Rashi brings down. Nor mit kama shinuyim. But there are some changes, with several changes. V'meforshe Rashi shtelun zichayv zeh, as the commentaries of Rashi already comment on it, stand on that, explain those differences. But there is a change in the language. I haven't found so far that the Meforshim should address this. But the Rebbe says this change of Loshin, as in dem shinu likt agan tzerinyan. In this change of language from the Rashi to the Rishkoinim, whole matter is over here. Una lishitose von Teres Koinim Halocha, and it goes according to the style. Whether Teres Koinim, which is Halocha, learns it a one way, or the Pirush Rashi, Pshutush Al Mikra, Rashi's commentary, simple meaning is different. What's the change of Loshin? In Teres Koinim is the Loshin, the language of Teres Koinim is Zeshero, the person that saw. Ria achas, one sighting. Zeshero shteiri is the one that saw two sightings. Zeshero sholishri is the one that saw three sightings. The emphasis is on how many times he saw it. Urashi's mishan, the Rashi changes. Unzokt bal riachas, a master of one seeing. Bal shteiri is a master of two. Bal sholishri, meaning an individual. Over there, the emphasis is on the seeing. Over here, how many times? Here it becomes a bal of someone who sees once, somebody who saw twice, somebody who saw three. This is the change of Loshen. But what does that mean? So the Rebbe is going to explain a whole different aspect over here. That when das verstehen behagdim, was mir gefinden Gemara, will understand this by introducing that we find in the Gemara zwei limudim. We've heard two types of learning. The difference between two and three. Where is it hinted in the pasuk, the two and the three? So in the Gemara we find two. The one that's brought down in Teres Koinim and Rashi from Rav Simoi. And then another opinion. Aleph. Number one, the Gemara brings down the drosha from Rav Simoi. Was Rashi bring the Arab, which Rashi quotes over here. Where is it coming to? Mon ha-kosuv shtayim. The first posik counts two times Zov and calls him Tomei. And the second posik mentions three times Sholish. V'kori Tomei calls it Tomei. Hoketzad, is it two or three? Shtayim l'tuma. Sholish l'korban, two for tuma. And if you have a three sighting, you get to bring a korban, as we've discussed before in Rashi with Tereskeinu. But then the Gemara brings in this drasha from Rabbi Simoi two separate psukim, as the Rebbe learned further. There's one pasuk for the two and the other pasuk for the three. But in the Gemara, the second opinion, it's all from the second pasuk. The drasha for the Chachomim, which they learn from the second pasuk in the beginning of the parasha. In that one pasuk, Zoivo Yischodo, Ror Besoroi Istrei, that's two, and Ezoivo Islas, so that's the three in the second Pasik. So that's Limit al Zobal Shol Shri Shechai Bekorm. So now we know three sayings you Chai Bekorm. So these are the three, Zoivo, Ror, and Zoivo. Then the Pasik says, Zoi Hechtim Besoroi, Mi Zoivo. Tomei, Miktsas. So, Echtim Sorei Mi Zoivei. Also Tomei. So, over here, the Echtim Sorei Mi Zoivei Tomei tells us, besides the three, there is a Echtim Sorei Tomei, Miktsas Zoivei Tomei. Not three, but two. Limed al zov bal shtei riyas shemetame mishkav moshev. So here we see that also the two riyas is metame mishkav moshev. Mi zoive mean a miktsas zoive. The word mi zoive is understood as a partial zove is tomei. So that miktsas zoive is tomei, that not only full three. Ror, zoivoi, ror, and zoivoi. But hechtim besorei mi zoivoi, meaning part of the zoive, not three, but two. Is limit alzom al shtei riyishim tam mishkav meshav. What's the difference between these two limudim? V'yashloimar says a nafki mino zvishin the tzvei limudim, that we can say there's a difference between these two way to learn it out in the mgeder for azov al shtei riyish, the definition of azov who saw twice. Mos miken learn it tzvei afanim. You are able to learn, give it two explanations. Number one is, tells you that there's two separate, there is a Zov Bal Shteiriyas, and there is a Zov Bal Shteiriyas. There are two separate tumas, unrelated. Unrelated, and each one has their remedy. A Zov needs Shiva Nikiyim, Bal Shteiriyas, Azov Bal Sholishiyas needs also a kapore on top of that. So it would be two separate things. The other way is that two is part of three. Aleph, Zov Bal Shteiriyas v'Zov Bal Sholishiyas. On one hand, we can say that if you saw one who sees twice, and Azov who sees three times, then it's Tzvei in Gansum Bazudr Mitzisim. They are two entirely different entities. They're separate things. The tumah from Bal Shtei Riyas, the tumah of a two sighting, is not the same tumah from the Shtei Riyas from the Bal Sholish Riyas. It's not the same tumah of the two of the three of the Sholish Riyas. He saw three. It's not that the other one saw two plus one, but it's three separate. This sees two, and that one sees three. It's not that these are the two of the three. It's an inyan b'fnei atzmo. It's his own inyan. The tzvei riyas mitzad atzmo, just to see for twice that you had two riyas, two sightings, zaynen mechayiv tumazov usfir zaynikim, they obligate you for the tumazov and to count the seven nikim. Beis, the second way to say it is, the tumah from Bal Shtei riyas is a chelik from der tumah from azav bal sholish riyas. On the other hand, we're going to say that two is the part of the three. And since it's a part, it's not full. But Yoyis says that is a chelik from sholish riyas, since it's a part of three riyas. But kumt er nor a chelik from din tumas bal sholish riyas, so he only gets a portion of the laws of tumah sholish riyas. Over there you get a cordon. And over here, he just gets the two. Apizekem and Mevairzain, the Rebbe says now, we can explain, because in Targum Yonason, was a state in Targum Yonason and Uziel, of a posik, Ishki Yezov Goymer, and the posik, Ishki Yezov, when it ties as Chomo Tlos Zimna, he just brings down three times. What happened to the two times? When the Motnit cloud them didn't from Baal Shteiriyas, it doesn't even mention about three sightings. Because the tumah from Bal Shtei Riyas is a chelik from Bal Sholish Riyas. because the impurity of two times seeing isn't an entity by itself. It's apart from the Baal Shal Shliyus. So Targum Yonis Menazil doesn't have to mention it, because really there's one tumah here. There is a tumah of Baal Shal Shliyus. And the two is a portion of the three. What's the difference between that? Tess, eine von den Nafkeminas was meken zog bederech efshel halacha bepoel. One of the differences that you can say possibly in actual halacha, oibes is given a hefsek yoim, if there was an interruption of a day, tzvishen der dritteria, between the third time seeing on the erste tzveirias and the first two sightings. So there was an interruption. One day he didn't see. Tzize vern alle nitztarif. Are they considered all combined, like it's become makes it three? Und er bekommt ad din von Baal Shol Shriyas, and then he gets the halacha as if he saw three times. Oder nit? Or no? This is two and one now. Now this actually is the das is a plukta l'das Reb Elazar ben Yehuda. This is a disagreement. So it's Beshama and Besilel, between Beshama and Besilel, whether it's mitzaref or not. But the Rebbe wants to say this will make a difference in how we look at this two, whether the two is a part of the three or it's a separate entity. A mizol on the men as tumas bal shteidiyis is an inya bifnei atzma. If we should assume that a tumah is seeing it twice is an independent entity, heistas, what it means as noch di tzvei riyas, that after seeing twice vert gleich achiv mitzad atzmei zu zählen seinikin. So immediately there is an obligation on yourself to count the seven clean days, because you have now the tumas of twice. Now, of course, unless you see it, another sighting, a third one, is igloi milsa as er is abal sholishriya. So then you see, no, he saw it three times. So it needs to come out of it. So if you'll see immediately three, then it's three, but otherwise two is an entity. That after the 2 years, there was an interruption, there was a day in between. It has been verified that he's not three because there was an interruption. So now it's very clear, it's been revealed, this matter, that as soon after the second sighting, the din from Baal Shtei Riyas, he gets the law of one who sees twice. Unas erzet in dem yom shel achre hefsekari, and then when he sees in the day that follows the interruption, it does an ayri, that's something new. As vert nit nitztarev to the friedike tzveidias, it does not add, does not come combined to the earlier two sightings. Oy, baber the tumah from Baal Shtei Riyas is achelik in dem geder from tumas Baal Sholish Riyas. If on the other hand, the impurity of when you're sighting twice is a part of the definition of the tumah of a Baal Shol Shriyas. So it turns out, as a filah nochdem v'siz durchgegangen ein tog von the Zayinikim, even after one day of the seven nikim passed, noch die zwei Riyas, wer die später dike dritte Riyan itztaret zu de frier dike zwei. So the later third ri'iya becomes combined to the previous two. Even though there was an interruption, he started counting already, but it's combined. Well, the svira zaynikim noch zwei ri'iyas, because when you start counting for the after two ri'iyas, it's not val the zwei ri'iyas mitzad atzmo zayn dos mechayev. It's not because on their own. They were only mechayevit because they were two part of three. Nor was it an achelik or mixas from sholishriyas, because they're part of the sholishriyas. And therefore, now that it sees there's a third ri'iya, so there was never a separate entity there that was mechayev them, and now it becomes a third ri'iya, and therefore it'll be one continuous, and it will be 3 days together. How we say it depends from which, the Rebbe suggests in Yud, from which pasuk we learn it, like Rav Simoyi or like the Chachamim. If it's mizoiva, it means it's apart, but if it's a separate pasuk, it means it's independent. Yud. Und das ist euch der Chiluk zwischen die zwei Limudim Hanal. This is also the difference between the two learnings from above. Loi der Droshad me lernt ob Zov Baal Steiri is von Posig Mizoivoi Mikza Zoivoi Tomei. If we learn it out from the Posig Mizoivoi, that Mikza Zoivoi Tomei is Azov Baal Steiri is, so then Azov who sees twice a Mikzas von Azov Gomor Baal Gimur is, then he's a part of Azov Gomor Baal Gimur Riyas, he's a Mikzas. So two is part of three. Mash Enkin Loi Droshas Rab Simoyi, as opposed to according to the expounding of Rav Simoyi, Monakos of Shtayim. One posik is two, the Torah Rechon Shtayim Bazunder, separately. Un Sholish Bazunder, and the three, a separate posik. Un Tzvei Bazunder Pesukim, and two separate Pesukim. And the Tzvei Bazunder Pesukim in Zov, then there's two separate categories in Zov. Now we're going to explain the Loshin, the change of Loshin of the Teres Kahanim and the Rashi. Based on this, we can also explain the difference between Loshen HaTeres Kahanim and Loshen Rashi B'Sivim HaSedra, the language of the Teres Kahanim and Rashi's language in the end of the Sedra. Teres Koyer Teres Kahanim brengt Frir Arobdom Limud Mizoivoi Mikzazoivoi. He first brings down the learning of Mizoivoi Mikzazoivoi. That's what he brings down first. The second answer of the Gemara. Und der Far sagt er dem Loshin, that's why he says the Loshin, Zeh Sheroa Shteiriyas, Sholish Riyas. Talk about the seeing. Seeing, Riyas. The Loshin is Madgish, the Riyas Bepoil. Talks about the actual, see how many times you saw it. Says, I'm in themselves together, same together, but how many times you saw it. So you know, Achiluk in Kamus is only a difference in quantity. Viful Riyas, as I didn't given. How much took place. But Rashi, welcher bringt Droshes Rav Simoyi kenal, but Rashi that brings the Droshes Rav Simoyi, halt, das eine besondere Menschen, these are two separate people. A besonder Baal Shero, is a separate one who saws, und der Far is a medayik, und mefaret will show you, that's what Rashi emphasizes and details in his language, Baal Riyachas, Baal Shteiriyas, Baal Sholishiyas, one who's seen once, one a Baal, somebody who sees twice, each one, yeder fun zei, is a bazunder baal la'atzmei, is a separate category by itself. And this is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Mitzoyro, Tovshin Chofhei.